They sat for a long time. They sat on their folded blankets and watched the road in both directions. No wind, nothing. After a while, the boy said,
"There's not any crows, are there?"
"No."
"Just in books?"
"Yes." "Just in books."
"I didn't think so."
"Are you ready?"
"Yes."
They rose and put away their cups and the rest of the crackers. The man piled the blankets on top of the cart and fastened the tarp down, and then he stood looking at the boy.
"What?"
the boy said. "I know you thought we were going to die."
"Yeah."
"But we didn't."
"No."
"Okay."
"Can I ask you something?"
"Sure."
"If you were a crow, could you fly up high enough to see the sun?"
"Yes, you could."
"I thought so. That would be really neat."
"Yes, it would." "Are you ready?"
"Yes."
He stopped. "What happened to your flute?"
"I threw it away."
"You threw it away?"
"Yes."
"Okay."
"Okay."
In the long gray dusk, they followed a river and stopped and looked down from the concrete balustrade at the slow, dead water passing underneath. Sketched upon the pall of soot downstream, the outline of a burnt city like a black paper scrim. They saw it again just at dark, pushing the heavy cart up a long hill, and they stopped to rest, and he turned the cart sideways in the road against it rolling. Their masks were already gray at the mouth and their eyes darkly cupped. They sat in the ashes by the side of the road and looked out to the east where the shape of the city was darkening into the coming night. They saw no lights.
"Do you think there's anyone there, Papa?"
"I don't know."
"How soon can we stop?"
"We can stop now."
"On the hill?"
"We can get the cart down to those rocks and cover it with limbs."
"Is this a good place to stop?"
"Well, people don't like to stop on hills, and we don't like for people to stop."
"So it's a good place for us?"
"I think so."
"Because we're smart."
"Well, let's not get too smart."
"Okay."
"Are you ready?"
"Yes."
The boy stood up and got his broom and put it over his shoulder. He looked at his father.
"What are our long-term goals?"
he said. "What?"
"Our long-term goals."
"Where did you hear that?"
"I don't know."
"No. Where did you?"
"You said it."
"When?"
"A long time ago."
"What was the answer?"
"I don't know."
"Well, I don't either. Come on. It's getting dark."